FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. Today is 10/19/20. Well, election is definitely affecting the market. Where is it going to wind up? That's the question. There's two questions. The blue wave victory in U.S. elections or the red wave? And that's really what it comes down to. Got a new guest on, financial media analyst Dan Ferris. Dan, you're the editor of the Extreme Value Monthly Investment Advisory, and you've got a podcast as well. You're host of the podcast, Stansberry Investor Hour. Great to have you on. So markets, news, it's been completely insane recently, hasn't it?
It has. It's gotten silly, in fact. I saw a couple of stories within 24 hours of each other, maybe a week ago or so, and one of them said, you know, the market is predicting a blue wave victory. The other one said the market is skeptical of a blue wave victory. And I'm pretty sure it didn't change that much in that span of time. So it's a little silly. And it's really a commentary on the news, isn't it, Kerry? It's just how valuable is news is really becomes the question at that point.
Yeah, well, so, is it news anymore? Is what we're hearing genuinely news, or is it some fabrication? Or are we all that detached from reality where we can't figure it out anymore?
Yeah, those are all good questions. And that's what you just said is basically the way to read the news. You're reading between the lines. You're trying to mine the facts out if there are any. And you're trying to avoid getting some columnist's opinion. And you're definitely trying to avoid being swayed, you know, one way or another to buy or sell. That decision should happen between your ears and be yours alone.
I couldn't agree with you more. And yet, so effectively, we're being manipulated, we're being fed propaganda line, and we're being told things are a certain way and not necessarily true. So in a lot of you out there, you got to be feeling cognitive dissonance. They could have different terms for it, Dan. In the political world, they call it astroturfing. They call it gaslighting. It's a simple matter. What they're trying to do is make you believe something that isn't necessarily true, that effectively rewards their clients, their side, for getting you to believe something that isn't true. Effectively, they're in the business of self-fulfilling prophecies, aren't they?
Well, sure. But to be fair, Kerry, aren't we all? Right. That is how the world works. The mistake here is in believing that anyone's going to take care of you but you. The mistake is having kind of full faith in whether it be the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal or whatever you like, anything. That is the error for an investor, to read a headline and do what Howard Marks calls first level thinking instead of going second level and contemplating the motivation behind what's being reported as well. Or even if you believe the news to be correct, if there's some fact in the news that's correct, the second level thinker doesn't say, oh, well, the economy's growing, I'm going to buy stocks, or Biden's leading in the polls, I'm going to buy this or that. The second level thinker says, what next? What's after the election? Well, let's say I do believe Biden's going to win or Trump's going to win. Then what? You must always ask the next question. Then what?
Then what? And really, you have to put your personal prejudices aside. You have to be a critical thinker. And that's the thing. You and I, we're not having a political conversation here. We're having a conversation about how you become or how you attain critical thinking. How do you become a critical thinker? How do you detach yourself from the madness of crowds and the madness of maniacs and become a critical thinker? That's really what it's about here, Dan, isn't it?
Sure. And it's like anything else. It's like riding a bike. You simply cannot learn it without doing it. For an investor, you need to gauge at what point you trust your ability to critical think, right? Within the sound of our voices right now, there's probably a whole range of abilities among investors. And you need to know what your level is and whether or not your critical thinking is far enough along for you to make a real decision with real money.
Yeah, and really, so we've also got the propaganda from the government trying to tell us that everything's fine, we're recovering, V-shaped recovery. What do you say about that?
Well, that is just another data point, isn't it? It's like, okay, well, we're having a V-shaped recovery, so everything's fine, and I can just buy whatever I want. Well, I don't know if I really want to buy restaurant stocks yet or airline stocks yet, and I'm not going to take the government's word for it and do that. So we, in our Extreme Value newsletter, we have focused on what we believe are high-quality businesses representing activities that will continue no matter what. For example, we recommended Constellation Brands back in April. I think it's up around 25 or 30% because whether people drink in restaurants or bars or at home, they're probably not going to drink less. What they call that on-premises consumption will move from, you know, the premises, the restaurant or the bar, into your home. So, you know, we've done pretty well with that. And there are other things, you know, like Waste Management is a pretty good company. And maybe we don't have the waste generated by a restaurant or a bar, but we're still going to eat, right? So we try to focus on things like that and not have to rely on guessing about the near term. Elections are tradable if a trader wants to trade them, but they're not investable for a real long-term investor, in my opinion.
Interesting. So what are the trends here? So you mentioned a few of them. Or at-home consumption of alcoholic beverages, adult beverages. What else? What other? Because effectively, what we're saying is in every disaster, in every economic collapse crisis, there are winners, there are losers. So who are the winners here?
Well, we've had a couple of macro winners that we think are going to continue to be winners. You know, just like we recommended the Sprott Physical Gold Trust and the Sprott Physical Silver Trust. They're both up pretty good since April. And we have a couple of picks that I don't want to give them away because they're brand new, but they're basically sort of at-home, you know, e-commerce type picks, but not directly. They're sort of indirect. And anything that works there is going to work well, you know, going forward, because a lot of this stuff is going to stay this way, right? We're not going to go back. If people are living at home and working just fine, and Mark Zuckerberg says, you know, we're going to let a bunch of people stay at home and work, then they're going to stay at home and work at home and consume at home and do everything a little differently.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you there. And I know because one of my children works at that organization, and they've told her you won't be coming back to the office till 2021. And it's like, oh, okay, so don't have to be in New York City anymore, and don't have to worry about attire for the office. I could just hang out in jeans and a t-shirt all day. And I'm not going to be buying lunch by the office anymore or going to the company commissary. All these things change. So winners and losers, right?
Yep. They did a real number on us with the shutdown.
Yeah. And we could get into the efficacy of shutdowns, but I think we all have our opinions about it and right. About how effective it's been. Because the fact is that COVID-19, the spread of it got much worse since the shutdown. So how do they explain that one?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Silver One Resources is an exploration and development company backed by strategic investors Eric Sprott and SSR Mining. At Silver One's Candelaria Mine project in Nevada, there is already a historic resource estimated at 127 million ounces of silver, which Silver One is developing and advancing. The company's Phoenix Silver project, located within the Arizona Silver Belt, is an early-stage exploration project on which native silver vein fragments have been discovered near surface. One grab sample assayed an astounding 14,688 ounces per ton. Yes, that's right, ounces, not grams. Silver One has tremendous exploration potential, is extremely leveraged to the price of silver, and is cashed up and poised to increase shareholder value. Silver One trades in New York under the ticker SLVRF and in Toronto under the ticker SVE. To learn more, go to silverone.com. That's silverone.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Yeah, those are great questions. And the for my money, the mistake is in the either or thinking. The response is the least nuanced thing I think I've ever seen government do in my life, where it was like, we either shut down the whole economy or not, when a much more reasonable approach would have been to protect those who are vulnerable and go out of our way to do it, admittedly, spend what we need to spend and do what we need to do to do that. And then the rest of us could have and probably should have resumed, you know, we should have probably kept living pretty much the way we were.
Agreed. I mean, there's no question about it. And certainly this is a case of the cure being far worse than the disease. And that's kind of what I said from the get-go. I thought it would be over, honestly, by the end of June or so, but we don't really care about science or anything else anymore. It's just a question of what to name your poison, right?
Yeah, and of course, we throw this word, the way the word science is being thrown around in the press is really, it's a tell, because people say, follow the science, this phrase, follow the science. It's always meant as a way to support some, you know, polarized viewpoint or another. Follow the science and vote for Joe. Follow the science and vote for Trump. You know, follow the science and you'll do what we're doing. Follow the science and you'll do what they're doing, whatever it is. And it's ridiculous. You know, a scientific consensus is almost an oxymoron, isn't it? I mean, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, well, you know, there's still people out there that believe that the Earth is flat. So what can you say? Right?
I know.
Yeah, so we're stuck with this mess, and it's a mess that was wholly unnecessary. Many of you out there believe, as do I. And where do we go to next? If this thing keeps going and going, as they seem determined to make it go, where are we going to be in another 6 months, Dan?
In another 6 months, Gary, your guess is as good as mine. But in general, as a longer term trend, I do have a thought in the back of my mind, which is simply that humans will find a way. They will find a way to get along and do what they need to do. And just a very simple, innocent kind of an example would be somebody who cuts hair for a living and says, screw this, I'm not doing this. And they wind up taking clients in their garage, right? So what you do when the government shuts down something, when it prohibits, like, well, drugs, for example, there's a market for drugs. If you say, just say no to drugs and we make them all illegal as we've done, you haven't shut down the market. You've just created an incentive for violent people to come in and charge a fortune and run the market. So same way here, when you shut down all these public places, you've created an incentive for people to set up another type of a system where they just go somewhere else where the government isn't looking for them. So I am slightly encouraged by that. But you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens in 6 months. I don't think 6 months is gonna be a lot different from today, do you?
Well, you know, it just doesn't matter anymore. And it's gonna go until there's no political benefit to keeping it going. Because like I said, the number of deaths that are happening in terms of the actual total number of deaths in the country, and we know that not all the deaths reported as COVID deaths are COVID deaths, because there's a financial incentive to report COVID deaths in lieu of actual cause of death. When you look at all these things, it could go on a lot longer. But on the other hand, it might be over the day after the election, right?
Yeah. The day after the election, you know, whoever gets elected says, we're going to open this thing back up, you know, to make themselves look better, right? Because then they're going to see, we took office and the economy took off.
So, yeah. Well, unfortunately, in places like New York City, that's just not going to happen, because they've got 90% of the restaurants behind on their rent. And you see this all over the place. Yep. We see the breakdown of social order in a lot of these cities, not just Minneapolis and California, in New York City and Philadelphia, all over, mostly in blue cities.
Yeah, Kerry, I live 20 minutes from downtown Portland. I feel you on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, and none of this could take place without the direct aiding and abetting of the political leaders of these cities. Chicago, perfect example. New York City, all these places. Well, we'll leave it till after the election. Maybe the election will solve a lot of problems, and maybe it'll create a lot more that you were never expecting. And, well, we've got a special link for you out there so you can tune into Dan's podcast and find out more about it. It is InvestorHourFSN.com. That's InvestorHourFSN.com. Hey, send us an email. Let us know what you think of what Dan has shared with us. The email address is kl@carrylutz.com. Go to the website, sign up for your free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Dan, been a total pleasure. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Carrie. It's been great to be here.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.